What's your confidence level when you look at their testing protocols and what's in place and the confidence that a potential full season can actually happen with these rules?
No, I don't think you see it right now with Major League Baseball, and I think Major League Baseball has an unlimited amount of resources. These universities won't have the capability to test, to privatize, to kind of make mobile a bubble for their players like the MLB does. And there's far fewer players on a Major League Baseball roster than there are on, you know, an NFL or an NCAA roster. So I think we're seeing it now with Major League Baseball that there is no way to safely, you know, resume play or finish a full season without some sort of bubble. And I think the NBA, the WNBA, the NHL have gotten that concept, and for whatever reason, Major League Baseball didn't jump to that route. I don't know if it was feasible, but hey, here we are. And I think that within a week and a half of what Major League Baseball has kind of been the guinea pig, if you will, for sports without a bubble. And I think it's just not feasible. And especially when you're talking about the NCAA, if you're talking about having college campuses open, expecting kids in some regions to have to go to school and to have to, you know, take classes still and interact with the general population on a college campus to some extent, and then travel from hotels to bus drivers to the amount of people that you're in contact with on, you know, airplane staff, different flight attendants, just the amount of people that you come in contact with on a regular basis during travel week. For football players, it's going to be hard to realistically contain any sort of spread. There's things that you can put in that can make you feel a little better, that people got tested before, maybe they didn't get on the plane. But, you know, there's just no way to safely get this going without a bubble. And like you guys were talking about earlier, the Major League Baseball has been, you know, an absolute travesty as far as keep containing the spread, whether Jeter thinks so or not. It's just, it's not working. Whatever you're doing, it's not working. And I think, you know, the fall sports have at least the opportunity to look at that and, you know, correct some of the mistakes that baseball has made. But I just don't see it realistically happen with a roster of 50, 60 plus guys picking up and traveling every week to a different region of the country.
You know, I'm curious, like, obviously you've been in locker rooms before. A dynamic like that, that's introduced into like a locker room, like a collective, like where you guys all have to be on the same page. You know, like you guys hold each other accountable, you know, for stuff that's on the field and whatnot. But there's got to be a general sense, right, that your guys are holding each other accountable for taking care of yourselves outside when it comes to something like this. But there's like that political twist to it, you know. So I wonder what that dynamic is like in a locker room, Caleb, when you're looking at this from that perspective, like keeping each other accountable for something that maybe not everybody in the locker room really believes in.
Yeah, and that's one of the harsh realities of a locker room, especially the bigger the locker room gets, right, the harder that is to manage, because there's multiple different versions of, you know, someone's truth or someone's feelings or someone's beliefs that are strongly opposed to, you know, putting a mask on. And we've seen that, you know, in society. There's people that just don't put masks on. There's people that don't think coronavirus is that serious. And in a locker room full of college-age guys who are, for the first time, getting their feet involved and enthusiastically involved in politics and formulating their own opinions about life and about the world around them, it might be different to get those views to see eye to eye. And I mean, we see it with like controversial things like what Gary Patterson's going through right now, the player's willingness to take a stand on what they believe in. And if somebody truly believes in social justice, they're going to take the stand. If someone truly believes in, you know, anti-masking, whatever that is, then they're not going to wear a mask or they're not going to practice social distancing. And I mean, we saw it with the NBA, even with Rudy Gobert, when this whole coronavirus thing first started, and, you know, jokingly touching every microphone at the table and things like that. And it turns out coronavirus spread through the Utah Jazz. And those kinds of things will happen in a locker room. And it's inevitable, especially if, you know, it's not taken serious and there's not a solid concrete plan up front. And I think the NBA was different. They're finishing off the season. They already got started. It's going to be hard to get guys for a full, complete season to be on board with the type of drastic changes that you're going to ask them to do to finish a healthy and safety season.